This time, when Aragian went over the day's briefs, he looked for news from Constanthus. Surprisingly, there wasn't any. The proconsul was about to shut off the screen when the last item caught his eye. Apparently, a Federation starship had crossed the neutral zone, with a Romulan cloaking device aboard. Strange, he thought. And even stranger, the vessel was at least 100 years old, as was the cloaking device. It had no crew, only a single addled and middle-aged human. And neither he nor the ship had at any point posed a threat to Romulan security. The commander of the warbird that had captured the human was preparing to interrogate him, after which he would dispose of the ship and most likely the human as well. Aragian stroked his chin. He hadn't risen to the rank of proconsul without finely tuning his instincts. And right now, those instincts were telling him this human was important. Hitting a pad on his desk, he activated the intercom system.
Send a subspace message to Commander Grandjock of the Claw. Tell him I wish his captive to be taken to Outpost 48. Also, alert Commander Hayjack to prepare the Vengeance. I am traveling to the Outer Worlds today, more specifically, Outpost 48. Alert the administrator there to my plans. Also, tell him the prisoner is not to be harmed.
As you wish, Your Eminence. Sitting back in his chair, Aragian entertained the prospect of visiting a bleak, primitive outpost, which could hardly have been farther from the splendor of Romulus. He hoped the human was worth it. Picard was growing weary of McCoy's company. Painfully weary. At the moment, the man was standing among the aft stations, harassing the officers posted there. Out of desperation, Picard turned to Worf and asked the same question he'd asked half a dozen times already.
Any response from the Romulans yet, Mr. Worf?
None, sir. Perhaps if I were...
He stopped in mid-sentence and looked at one of his monitors. Smiling grimly, he turned to the captain again.
I have received a response, sir.